Hello, this is my podcast. I am Zachary Chatneuf, and I will be your host today. Today we will be talking about Noah. Noah is a fat slob that I know as my brother. He plays too many video games. Ha, just kidding. That's Sammy. He's actually a stupid idiot. Yeah. Pretty accurate, right? Hello, and welcome to another podcast. I'm your host, Zachary Chatneuf, where today we will be talking about our genre, TV and film. Today, my special guest, Noah, and I will be talking about the next Star Wars movie. Noah, what do you think about the next Star Wars movie? Do you have any predictions?
Well, I've actually never thought of that before. Let's see. I think that someone's gonna die.
Same. I think someone dies in, like, every Star Wars movie. Maybe, like, we also know that Rey's parents are gonna be discovered. Obviously, Star Wars is a trilogy, so there must be another one. And maybe three more after that. And do you have any predictions about Rey's parents?
Rey's parents?
There are a couple videos out there about Rey's parents being Palpatine. I honestly think she may be related to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Here's the thing.
Any thoughts?
The thing is, I don't think it's going to be any of those because parents are going to be revealed. Actually, no. For a second, I thought maybe that had to do with them being showed in the movie. But it could be Obi-Wan or Palpatine. I've seen some videos about it could being them. They're very convincing. I actually don't know who to pick, though. It could be somebody that hasn't been showed in the movie yet, maybe.
Yes, indeed. I think it could be someone random, but I highly doubt that. Also, there are videos going around about Mace Windu being the evil guy in The Last Jedi. Have any thoughts about that?
The villain in The Last Jedi who was the big guy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I've seen those. That seems pretty convincing. It also talks about how Mace Windu actually could be partly evil, not specifically that guy, just could be partly evil, because they say maybe his lightsaber is purple because it's a mixture between red and blue.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Actually, that's what George Lucas intended, because Mace Windu believes in fairness for all. Meaning fairness between the good and the evil. So he roots for neither side. So, obviously, Anakin turned evil. But it won't be that hard to turn Mace Windu evil. Because since he's right in the middle, it'll only take a small push to bring him fully evil or fully good.
Correct. Here's the thing.
That also talks about how Mace Windu could have survived the fall after Palpatine, after Palpatine threw him off.
So now, here's the thing about that. He looked like he was rooting for the good guy team. That's why everybody thinks that. Most people actually think that he was on the good guy team. But do you think maybe he's not and he's pretending to? But why would he?
I personally do not think he was a spy. I think he was actually believing in fairness, and he was mostly on the good side. He wasn't like hurting anybody. He didn't want to kill anyone.
Maybe now he's being a spy as the villain.
But I think Anakin pushing him off gave him that small boost that he needed to just be like, okay, I'm being evil.
Okay, so maybe he's being a spy for both sides to collect the information to try to get fairness for the whole universe.
I think we're getting a little bit too far into this, and there are actually things about that not being true.
I mean,
and our older brother, Sammy, has some thoughts about that. Sammy.
Yeah?
Do you have any thoughts about Mace Windu turning into the bad guy in The Last Jedi?
Yeah.
What are they?
I don't think it's true.
And what is your reasoning for this?
It's a bunch of mumbo jumbo, you know what I'm saying? Those theorists are never right. They just think they are. The theorists that make that stuff up, that's not the way Star Wars works. Star Wars isn't about conspiracy theories and stuff. It's about just, like, good guys versus bad guys, action, lightsabers, space, spaceships. It's not about that.
But perhaps the theories gave Star Wars an idea about that.
Well, if the theories gave Star Wars an idea, that means the theories can't be true.
Well, they could.
Because that means the theories would have to come out before the actual information.
Yes, they was. And they aren't actually theories. The theories weren't true, and then they're making different theories about it that aren't true because now Star Wars is thinking...